This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. I met my wife at a book club. What a great invention, the book club. It feels so safe. It's not a date. You're in a group. You're just talking about a book. And of course, while you talk, you're getting a good sense of how each other thinks. As opposed to an online date site where people swipe right, swipe left, send photos, and say stuff they probably wouldn't say to another human face-to-face. So, yay book clubs. The problem with book club dating is it is so indirect. You might hope that a date comes from it somehow, but you won't come out and say so. Well, this week in Seattle, there's another option. It's called the Not Creepy Gathering for people who are single and want to fall in love. The creator of this event is Jenna Bean Veach. Welcome, Jenna.
Thanks.
First of all, you call this a Not Creepy Gathering. So what is creepy dating?
I think there's a lot of potentially creepy dating out there. And I think so much of the dating out there, or so many of the ways we have of meeting people, are very much focused on the surface. There's the bar scene where you might go pick someone up or get picked up based on physical appearance, or you do some very surface level small talk. Mm-hmm. There's online dating, which you mentioned, which is set up for people to make snap decisions about a person based solely on physical appearance. And I think it's actually pretty dehumanizing.
Why dehumanizing?
Because we're not seeing people as whole people. We're not seeing people as complex humans. We're just looking at the physical appearance, making a decision, and moving on from there.
Why do we do that?
Because people want connection, and that's what's out there now. And I think we are really lacking in those more in-depth ways of getting to know people. Like you said, there's a book club, but that's sort of a shot in the dark. You know, mm-hmm. You don't know that it's going to lead to love.
Yes. The title of your event, and it's at the Fremont Abbey.
It is, yeah.
Tomorrow evening?
It is, though it's sold out.
Sold out, okay.
We've added another date for May 17th, and there's one in Bellingham on May 12th.
Okay. The event is, the title is very direct.
Yeah.
The Not Creepy Gathering, yeah, for people who are single and want to fall in love.
Yep.
There's an indirectness about dating, and I think especially in Seattle, would you say?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, I am very familiar with the phenomenon of, that person asked me out for coffee. What does coffee mean? Are we just having coffee? Is this a date? I'm not really sure if this is a date.
But isn't that better? I mean, you don't know what it is yet. So it's like I said about a book club. I mean, so we're just, we're having coffee. Isn't that a normal, chill way to begin things? You might be friends.
Sure.
You might be acquaintances. You might be nothing. It might be rather than calling it a date. Isn't that more stressful or creepy to some
people? Well, I think it can be really lacking in like good, direct, honest communication. It's lacking in asking the questions we want to be asking. And the questions don't have to come with pressure. But it is true that the event that I host is billed as a dating event, but it's really about connection much more broadly. When people are there, it becomes clear very quickly.
Yeah, let's talk about the connections and the questions, as you said. They're very designed.
Yeah.
I first want to let listeners know that we would love to hear from you, listener, as part of this. What's been your dating experience? Have you found it creepy or difficult or indirect or inefficient? Call us with a dating story. Our phone number is 206-543-5869, 206-543-5869. So tell us about your event. On Friday, and your other, you move around with this event, the Non-Creepy Gathering. For people who want to fall in love, what happens there?
Yeah. Well, it starts out fun and funny with me basically doing stand-up comedy to get people loosened up because most people arrive nervous.
Sure. That's a great idea.
I think it's great to name it at the beginning to tell people that, you know, if you feel nervous, you're in good company because most people here feel nervous.
I'm just taking a breath and relaxing my stress even as I hear you saying that. You know, it's got to be a little bit of like, oh, thank you for naming
it. Acknowledge it. And that goes back to that direct communication thing.
Yeah.
You know, if we can just ask, is this a date? Then at least we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of power in getting people in a room who just by being there acknowledge that there's something that they want and they don't have to feel ashamed for wanting that thing.
Why are we ashamed of wanting to fall in love.
It's,
why would that possibly be shameful?
I know. Why would it? And yet, I think there is some shame wrapped up in the idea that we want something we don't have, that there's something missing from our lives, that we're not enough. And it doesn't have to mean that we are not whole people and satisfied in our lives, but human connection is such a basic desire, and I would actually say a basic human need. I think we need each other.
We're going to get to more about what happens after the humor and the we know you're nervous. I'm talking with Jenna Bean Veach about her events. There's one Friday in Seattle called the Not Creepy Gathering for people who are single and want to fall in love. And I asked you listeners about, we'd like to have a dating story from you. So our phone number again is 206-543-5869. 543-5869. We did get a dating story on Facebook from Jenny, who writes that one time her date brought his mother. Jenny says, Jenny writes, she grilled and interviewed me through dinner about my plans on having future children and my career and on and on. Jenny says, I told the server, and she brought me a double dessert to go, and I ditched him.
Wow.
But now that is direct, though.
Yeah, but
that
too
guy
much
and his mom. Okay, direct, but too direct.
Yeah, because it's not listening. You know, it's.
How do you know his mom wasn't listening to her?
It sounds like she had an agenda rather than getting to know her.
Right. Why they invite the mom? I don't know. Would that count as creepy to invite your mom?
It sounds like in this case it might have been.
Interesting. Okay, so back to your not creepy gathering. You've relaxed people, said, yeah, you're a little nervous, and then what do you do at this
point? Yeah. So there's some sort of all group fun stuff that happens. Then we move into small group conversations. I get people into groups of four or three or two, and I give them a question and a few minutes to talk about it, and then they mix up so they get to talk to a bunch of different people.
What would be one of the questions?
I often start with my favorite question, which a 10-year-old once asked me. The question was, what's your favorite feeling? And I love it because it elicits such fascinating answers that really reveal a lot about a person.
Okay, you know, what if somebody answered, my favorite feeling is the feeling I have when I'm having sex? Would that be creepy?
No, I think in this environment, we're establishing that this is a safe space. And if that's someone's honest answer, that's great. And if you're not into that answer, cool, you get to move on to the next group.
Exactly. You found, that's your favorite feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my reaction to that? It's
yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
How would you answer that question?
Ooh, I've given a lot of different answers to that question. I like to think about it fresh each time I answer it. I would say one of my favorite feelings is excitement. And by that, I don't mean the extreme sports sort of excitement. I mean I just love this thing so much I'm going to burst sort of excitement.
Yeah. I really like the idea of a question because one hard thing about dating, I think, is you don't know what to say. And so you kind of run through this. So where are you from?
Right.
And, you know, it may or may not go somewhere good.
Right.
But just give me a question to talk about. That, you know, yeah, I just think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
A little structure.
Yeah,
a good thing.
And I look for kind of quirky questions that get at something true about a person.
Yes. Okay, good. I asked for phone calls, and the number is 206-543-5869, and Sarah is in Kent. Sarah, welcome. What's your dating story or question?
Hi. So, yeah, I've been on the Tinder circuit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically single for quite some time. And so I was on this date. It was a first date to go get some dessert with this Amazon guy. And so as I ask anyone who's in the tech industry, you know, I ask them, you got to prove to me if you have a soul.
So, wow. You say that to somebody?
I do. I'm pretty mean.
No, I think that's great direct communication right there.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I asked him, you know, how do you show me that you have a soul? And he said, well, I could probably show you through my art. I'm like, okay, so what's your art? He said, well, you know, I make nude calendars.
Nude? Who's nude in the calendar?
He makes them of himself.
Of himself.
Oh.
He said, would you like to see a photo? I have versions with pants photoshopped on.
Versions with what photoshopped?
Pants.
Pants photoshopped on. How thoughtful.
Yeah. And then I asked him, I'm like, well, what do you do with these calendars? He said, oh, no, I give them to people. Like, I gave them to my mom.
Oh.
All righty. Did you ask him why? Or were you out of there by that time?
I was ready for the check. I was just trying to find a way to leave pretty quick at that point.
Sounds like that's a calendar where the winter months are better than the seeing the summer months. So I got a bunch of questions about that. Do you mind, Jenna? Do you have a question?
No. First, I would just say not a winner.
Not a winner. But first of all, why Tinder, Sarah?
Well, for me, first of all, I think it's kind of fun.
Tinder's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. It's a little bit addictive as well. You can spend a lot of time and I go really fast. I just, make those snap judgments like you were saying on the air. But I think that people can, to some extent, show a little bit of their personality. So they can have pictures on there that show them doing activities that they like. If it's things that I like to do, then I'll be more inclined to want to talk to that person. Or I actually do read the bios. I do think those are important. Some people don't, but I do take those into consideration as well.
Right. I'm on Tinder for the bios. Yes. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Sarah, because Cameron on Facebook also says that he went on a Tinder date 3 years ago and we haven't spent longer than a week apart since. So I want to ask my guest, Jenna, who's organizing this not creepy gathering for people who are single and want to fall in love. Some people, Sarah says it's fun and fast, and Cameron says that, he found long-term commitment. So if online dating apparently works for millions of people, what's creepy about that?
I think it can end up working for people. And I think there are so many more failed dates than there are successes. And I think, yes, it's true. You can see something of someone's personality by reading their bio or looking at what pictures they choose to put up there. And I know that I personally get so much more information from my gut based on a face-to-face interaction than I ever can by looking at a screen.
Sarah, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, one more question. You mentioned this was an Amazon person. Do you find, and I'll ask this to Jenna, do you find a Seattle tech bro vibe dating that is either great or awful or somewhere in between? What's your take?
So you were saying, some people do find success. So far, I have not found success using Tinder to the extent that I wish I would. And so I've, dated a lot of that type of person. And there's so many people coming to this area now. I grew up around here. And I don't know. It's they're their own breed. A little bit.
Right. Okay, Sarah, better luck on whether it's Tinder or non-creepy dating events or book clubs or whatever it is. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
By the way, I hesitate to even use the term tech bro because I find it such a huge generalization and very dismissive. I think I know what people mean. She gives this, Amazon story, and we kind of guess what she means by that type of person. But if there's a tech bro listening, I would love for you to call in and give me your take on dating in Seattle. Again, it's 206-543-5869. And I'm talking with Jenna Bean Veach about her non-creepy dating gathering for single people who want to fall in love. And a version of that is happening tomorrow at Fremont Abbey. It's sold out. And you think about making connections, Jenna, in through this event, in your own artwork and public event work, music and videos. You do a lot. Why? So connection. Why is connection so hard?
I think part of it goes back to the phenomenon of the tech bro, and certainly it's not limited to people who work at Amazon, but I do think that the more time we spend on our computers or with our phones, the less practice we get interacting face to face with humans, talking with our voices to other humans.
I thought we were dating, so we got so many online dates that people had lots of way more practice than I had in my single days, because you get a lot of opportunities, dating opportunities.
But I think we are losing our communication skills and losing our ability to connect. I think it's getting harder because we're getting less practice at it. The more technology sort of creeps into our lives.
Right. Well, you can get a little practice at the Friday one is sold out, but you said there's another version of the Not Creepy Gathering for people who are single and want to fall in love. There's another happening in May 12th in Bellingham, May 17th back in Seattle at the Fremont Abbey,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Jenna Bean Veach, local multidisciplinary performing artist and teacher and connector of people. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for tuning into The Record on KUOW Seattle. And The Record is produced, you know, by Amina Alsadi and Allison Bruzek and Ajua Jim Abrempong and Jason Pagano. Our social media producer is Bree Ripley. And tomorrow, it's Friday, it's the Week in Review. We're going to make you so smart about all the week's news with Chris Vance, Katie Herzog, and Marcus Green. I hope you'll join us. That's it for today. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in.